Given the realistic nature of Left 4 Dead, players expect the zombies and survivors to move in natural ways. However, animating that kind of motion by hand is very difficult and time-consuming, and anyone can tell when it's not quite right. Since we don't want every zombie to move the same way, a large number of motions are required to provide enough variety. All these constraints drove us to use motion capture. The process of motion capture really begins with the character designs. Once we've decided how we want the survivors and zombies to look and behave, we audition actors just as we would any other performance piece. For instance, a 265-pound high school coach moves very differently from a 115-pound TV producer. Using one actor for both roles would be a mistake. So we look for people who fit the body type and who can bring out the character's personality and their motion. On the other hand, in the case of the zombies, we consider them more like feral animals. So we'll use only one actor for all of them, regardless of gender. We then provide the studio with a digital character, a list of the moves we would like to do, and the props we'll need. Once actors are chosen, we head to the studio and spend a day with them recording the motions we need for the game. It's a very physically demanding day, and in order not to exhaust the actor early in the session, we oscillate the captures between high and low intensity actions. Just try crouch walking 40 feet as our survivors do, and you'll feel the burn. But that's just one of hundreds of motions we record for each character. During the session, we can watch the actor's motion applied in real time to our character model, and work with them to get the look we want. In some cases, we do multiple takes to let the actor provide us with different perspectives or to add some variety. We also record the actor on video during the motion capture to use for extra reference. With the motions recorded, the studio processes the data, and then it is up to us to extract the motions we want to keep. For some motions, we need to create loops. For example, to create a run cycle, we may only use half a second from the 3 seconds of running we recorded at the session. We augment these recorded motions with adjustments or additions by hand, and then compile them into the character models you see in-game. Realistic human motion is very subtle and noisy, and we can all tell subconsciously when it isn't quite right, even if we can't articulate why. Without motion capture, the characters of Left 4 Dead wouldn't be nearly as convincing or as interesting as they are.